Good morning and welcome. We're going to start today with a little bit of chanting. Very simple. The words are Hineni, here I am. I'll chant and then you'll respond, and I'll chant again and you'll respond, and we'll do this for a little while, till we really feel present here. Hineni, hineni, hineni. We sit here in silence for a few breaths together. Hineni, here we are. Since the beginning of the month of Elul, the shofar has been calling out to each of us, Ayeka, where are you? Imploring us to pay attention, look at our lives with honest and compassionate scrutiny, to wake up with full presence and respond from the pure resonance of our souls. Hineni, here I am. God, life force, is continuously calling our names. Sometimes we're listening, lishmoa, with the wholeness of our beings, with our senses awake, like our forefather, Abraham. There's no need for a question, where are you, Ayeka? Or a shofar blast. We're already attuned and attentive. In such moments, we too respond with our feet firmly on the ground, hearts wide open like Avraham. Hineni, here I am, without wavering, without hesitation. During the first week of August, my husband Gordon and I set out on an adventure. After several years spending many days in bed due to symptoms of MS, followed by 2 years of remission, we were both determined to hike to the summit of Mount Washington in celebration of good health and our 25th wedding anniversary. And we did it. In fact, we hiked up Mount Washington on our way to Rosh Chodesh Elul. For me, this was an unprecedented opportunity for cheshbon hanefesh, taking account of my soul. For each craggy corner, every step higher tore open my lev, heart, mind, allowing thoughts of the many turns in my life over the past year, moments of sweetness, free-flowing love, as well as moments of missed connection and contraction, to spill out. This I could do on relatively even parts of the trail, but the arduous physical task of finding foot and handholds, especially when scrambling, climbing with all four appendages as opposed to walking upright, did not allow my mind to be anywhere in the past or future. My safety depended on focused attention and quick decisions. And even with utmost care, an unexpectedly smooth boulder that became rough at the bottom as I slid down, scraping my elbow, was surely a pre-Elul shofar. Ayeka, where are you? Kind of moment, beckoning me to slow down. I settled on the edge of the trail so other hikers could pass as Gordon searched through his backpack to find first aid cleansing solution for my slightly bloodied skin. I sat there and sensed my name being called and responded silently with my whole heart. Hineni, here I am, on this holy ground, amid extraordinary beauty, minuscule alpine plants mysteriously growing up out of the stone, present, sitting still. Hineni. A few moments later, we were up and moving again, because the only way to the summit was through the thoughts, the stumbles, slides, and inevitable scrapes. No effort of mine could submerge stories from the rippling surface of my consciousness, any more than I could clear an easier route by pushing boulders down the mountain. I had to take account of the good and not so good memories and, if only, fantasies, while continuing to stay focused through the challenging terrain both inside and out, pausing whenever I heard my name to look, hear, smell, feel the magnificence of creation breathing with me, with us. As we ascended the mountain, my soul responded with a silent yet resonant hineni quite often, and I'm certain God could hear. The next day, the first of Elul, we embarked what ultimately proved an even more physically and psychologically challenging hike over the Mount Jackson-Mount Webster loop, up and down, 7 hours, through varied topography, again exterior and interior. Lush, verdant beds of moss, scattered with colorful mushroom gardens, opening the imagination, awe-inspiring places where hineni was felt rising from the heart. Harsh, steep outcroppings, stripped naked by weather and time, where fear and courage met us, clinging to sharp-edged cliffs. The power of Hineni rose again. Clear blue skies, full of promise and possibility at the summit. Hineni, here I am. All this exhilaration abruptly followed by slick, black, dense muck. The sort that is easy to get stuck in, causing thoughts and boots to become slippery, making it difficult to control your steps, fears, and frustration on the journey. I tried to avoid the thick muddy patches, carefully placing my feet and hiking poles from one dry rock to the next, until we came upon a long stretch where a tree was posted with a sign that read, "Hikers, use extreme caution. A portion of this trail is under reconstruction." Surely a shofar blast, reminding us to pay close attention. There was no way to avoid the mud. The rocks were now hidden beneath it, and finding our footing was truly an act of faith. No turning back. We had to go through it, risk slipping, making mistakes. It was the only way down the mountain. The next morning, we decided to take it easy. It had rained hard the night before. We chose Greeley Ponds, a short hike we'd taken with the kids and dog years ago. On the way, an adorable girl, maybe 5 years old, was hesitating to step into a trickle of muddy water. Her father encouraged her. "Oh, come on. A little while ago, you were knee-deep in a pond. Go ahead. Walk through it." She pursed her lips, puffed out her pudgy cheeks, and stepped through the muck. I was standing on the other side, having not yet crossed, hiking poles ready to help me step over the water and mud. She looked directly up and into my eyes with newly born wisdom and said to me, "Sometimes it's best to go through." "Yes," I responded, "that is very good advice." How had I forgotten so quickly? Ayeka, where had I gone, already plotting to avoid what was right beneath my feet? Her sweet smile, like the curve of a simple shofar, called out to me. Then, present to the water, the mud, more colorful mushrooms, moss, and ferns, maple leaves just turned red, resting on the earth, the reality of each moment, and my own heart beating. Hineni, here I am. We hiked up, splishing and splashing, through plenty of gushy mud, murky and clear water. Take off your shoes and put them beneath your chair. Move forward in your seat so that your feet are flat on the floor. Close your eyes or soften your gaze. Imagine the floor rising up to meet your soles. Feel the points of connection where your feet and the floor touch, knowing that the foundation of this building is resting on the earth, lots of granite boulders and other kinds of stone. Notice what it feels like to pause. Not going. Not doing. Sense the aliveness of your body. The aliveness of this moment. each of us humans being present. Hinenu, we are here. Silently in your mind, on your next exhalation, say to yourself, Hineni, here I am. Do this again for the next few breaths as you exhale. Hineni, here I am. And just let it be a sigh of relief. Exhaling. Hineni, here I am. Now lengthen your spine from the tip of your tailbone towards the crown of your head. Lift your shoulders up toward your ears. Roll them back and down, creating more spaciousness in your chest so that your breath may flow with more ease. Rest your hands on your thighs or your lap, whatever is most comfortable. Together, let's exhale slowly, completely. Pause in the emptiness for a second and then inhale, aware of breath expanding your abdomen, stomach, chest. Exhale again, very slowly. Pause briefly in the emptiness and inhale fully once again. Now allow your breath to return to its natural rhythm. Continue breathing this way at your own pace, keeping your eyes closed or maintaining a soft gaze. Anytime you are wholeheartedly present, sacred awareness is possible. These are Hineni moments. Most of the time, our minds are busy with to-do lists and stories, judgments and comparisons. And this is how our complex human minds are meant to operate. Cognition is built into our brains to keep us safe and creative. This is a good thing, a blessing. As we sit together in relative silence, in a few moments, many, many thoughts, sensations, and emotions will attract your attention. A particular thought like, I can't do this, I can't be calm and clear my mind, might enter your consciousness. I have really good news for you. This practice is called mindfulness for a reason. Together we sit, and this is key. We sit with rachamim, compassion, and chesed, loving kindness, observing the fullness of our minds, our hearts, our experience breath by breath. There's no need to push boulders down the mountain to clear a path. We'll just sit and allow the thoughts, emotions, and sensations to move through us. Now, calmness can be a lovely benefit of meditation, but it's not a goal in this particular form of practice. In fact, many people become more aware of their agitation when sitting still and sense a strong desire to get up and leave, crawl out of their skin, a kind of mental and physical, maybe even emotional, Spielchess. So notice if this arises for you. It might. It might not. We're all different. If it does, and you feel a little panicky, perhaps say to yourself silently, "Ayeka, where are you?" And then draw attention to your feet touching the floor. Feel your breath flowing in and out. This will help you remember, "Oh yes, hineni, here I am." It takes a lot of faith to sit and stay with uncomfortable, sticky, mucky thoughts, to observe what shows up on this inner journey as it passes through our awareness. I also find that this technique is particularly helpful when I realize I'm caught in a daydream, a story, a fantasy. When this happens to you, and I'm sure it will, I offer the same instruction. Become your own shofar. Say to yourself silently, "Ayeka, where are you?" Notice places in your body that are making contact with the chair, the floor, your breath flowing in and out. Hineni, here I am. We know that this season is a time of tshuva, turning, returning. And that is our practice too, tshuva, returning again and again to the present moment, meeting it with compassion and loving kindness. No matter how much mud we go splishing and splashing through, no matter how many times we scrape our minds on harsh-edged judgments, we return again and again, step by step, breath by breath, to the present. Hineni. So once more, drawing attention to the soles of your feet, exhale slowly with me, completely. Pause. Inhale fully. Exhale together once more, slowly. Pause. Inhale. Resume your natural breathing rhythm. I'm going to set a timer. You'll hear three chimes. And then we'll enter silence until the chimes ring again. I might offer an instruction here or there in the silence, being kind of a shofar to help you out. And if while we're sitting, you hear sounds around the room, people shifting, coughing, sneezing, yawning, instead of becoming annoyed or concerned, allow the sounds to also be shofarot for you. nodding off a little bit. Your own so far, Ayeka, where are you? Feel into your feet, into your breath. Ineni, here I am. Hineni. 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 Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Here I am. Hineni. 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 Perhaps today and tomorrow, throughout all of these introspective days of awe on our continued journey through the gates at the end of Yom Kippur, hearing the plaintive cry of the shofar will be enough to call us back. Ayeka. And when the shofar is not keening, we have a choice. We can pause any time we notice our minds are drifting away from being alive to the present moment that's unfolding. We can feel into our feet on the floor, notice our breath, and each of us say to ourselves, ah, yes, Hineni, here I am. I'm Laura Hegfield, and you've been listening to Menucha B'Lev, a meditation podcast series on behalf of Temple Beth Abraham in Nashua, New Hampshire.